Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to another episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's music, activism, news. That's the abbreviation. That's the acronym. As a matter of fact, as I sit through things and get things together, I want to at least let people know that I appreciate all those people who took the time to call in this evening. With that being said, Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 13. That's the episode as I look at these five programs. Oh, man, I got a bunch of phone callers here. So this is what we'll do. I'll give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. Now, what I will do is, since I see five phone callers this early in the program, I will only give you one thing, which is looking good home improvement, which deals with residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation, list repairs, door install, door repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks, 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, which is also that www.lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com, all one word. Now, or a bunch of words. Now, before I go to the phone line, since I see we have about five people, I am going to at least, if I don't tell you all what's going on, I'm going to look real bad. People are going to complain. So I'm going to let you know the top 10 music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Last week, number three was the Party for Ox. It did not make the list last week, but it would have been in number three. I thank my staff for catching that. Now let's go to a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday, which means from last week to today, what was hot and what is getting the promotions and the buzz. Number 10 debuting, Facebook. It's the Shway Papers Presents LUV. Number 9, Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube. The Rest in Peace Silver B is still causing traction. Indo Dub has a hot single. You have about five more songs after that. As a matter of fact, an infamous shout-out goes to Kathy Rae Coleman. Kathy Rae Coleman, you call me while I'm live on the radio doing my show. Anyway, you get an infamous shout-out. Number eight, Nova the Rebel with Energy. Number seven, debuting, Facebook, Dr. King's Breaking the Silence, a reading. That will happen next Monday. Cleveland City Hall Rotunda at 4 p.m., brought to you by the Interreligious Task Force on Central America, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, and many others, and that's at Lakeside Avenue, 601 Lakeside Avenue. As I go back here, number six, debuting, you can find it easy on Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, or Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, number 236, and other events. That's at number six. Now, you might say, huh, what's going on with that? Well, maybe I better tell you that it will be 1899 Main Classroom Building this Saturday, CSU Large Room, number 136, East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. Saturday, April 1st, 2023, and that's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd, enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 1:45 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean, radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ Dollar Rock, tributes, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop news, and much more. It's right there. There'll be a nice video premiere of Kaya Dog Episode 2. And also, Kokiana and Lyrical. So this is a nice child, a 6 years old prodigy. We'll have fun hip-hop from Akron and the Spitboxers documentary begins there. 1:55, written exam at 2:55 p.m. So you snooze, you lose. And that's going down. All right, I see a good six people on the phone line now. So what else is going on? Number five spot, debuting Facebook Women's March Cleveland's Rally, March against Walgreens and for reproductive rights. So as I look at what's going on out there, I can let people know that, boom, getting past that. That's Saturday at 12 noon, 10001 Chester Avenue, Women's March Cleveland. And that will be, stay tuned, this upcoming rally and march at Walgreens at 10001 Chester Avenue in Cleveland will actually occur Saturday after an Amarillo, Texas judge rules on whether to allow the FDA's abortion pill to continue. Now, let's see, what else is going on out here? Number four, debuting Facebook 10-year anniversary Cleveland East 93rd Street Serial Murders Rally Vigil. That is tomorrow. The killer of these women, and that's on East 93rd and Bessemer from 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Victims like Jasmine Trotter, 20, Ashley Lejeski, 21, Christine Malone, 45, Jamila Hassan, 37, and Aliana DeFries, 14. The contact number for that event is 216-659-0473. Some of those involved is Imperial Women's Coalition, Angelique Malone, and Alfred Porter Jr., and that is tomorrow. So this is like some busy, busy days. Number three, moving up. Facebook, The Party, 325-23. That happened last Saturday. DJ Chicago, 50th birthday, board day. Him, Arrogant, it was a beautiful affair. Number two, Biggest Jump, Facebook, Lady T Speaks Live, Women Speaks Conference 2023 last Saturday. Very major event. Number one, because of how big it was. Debuting Reverend Dr. Audie V. Simon first. It was his anniversary, 50th year anniversary. I'll read some things out of the program souvenir journal. That was yesterday, 3 p.m. at Embassy Suites, Hilton Beachwood. Art McCoy University covered it live. Let me start going to the different people who are on the telephone. Everybody have your thoughts in order because this is only an hour program and we got about six people on the phone line. So I'm going in order of who came through, 216-538-216-538. How are you doing?
Hey, we're blessed. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay, Ms. Paul Sorens is here. I'm going to talk very quickly, speak about the function that Mr. Cowboy did over the weekend. And when I went inside to hear the minister preach on what God has for you is for you. It was a very beautiful ceremony, celebration of 10-year wedding renewal of vows. It was an honor and a privilege to be there, and the couple was beautiful, and we had the opportunity to sing them a song. So they enjoyed it, and I'm going to turn it over to cowboyandmusicman.com. Check out paulspoint.yet, y'all. We have some new items, and we'll be more than happy to service you all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right now. Y'all heard the message. Then y'all going to hear old Cowboy, the backyard music man.
Yes, sir.
It was, that was a hell of a wedding and reception. It was beautiful. And we appreciate that you was there with us to enjoy the festivity once again. We did it again.
About a month ago. Maybe around February 22nd or 23rd, when people hire you in, it was a blessing. That's all I could say. So
yes,
thank
yes.
You.
Hey, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as always, they can look us up on the paulspoint.net, or either you can look up on the cowboymusicman.com. Hey, just look us up, check us out. Y'all can listen to our sing on YouTube. Guarantee most told you. And
there you go.
It's time to celebrate Christ. Always time to celebrate Christ. Because without Christ, you don't have anything. And that's from the word from the wisdom. I'm giving it to the wise. So you got to have a little wisdom. You got to have some type of wisdom in order for you to spread it and give it to the wise. And if you ain't wise, you ain't getting no wisdom.
I'm into that.
And I guarantee Mo told you.
You sure did. We guarantee Mo told you. I appreciate you.
Mo told you. Hey, we appreciate you most of all because you've been there with us from day one, 100% strong.
Thank you for that.
You're the type of people that we love working with because you stood by us when we first started out. And never let up off of us since. So
I
give props to you. Mad respect to you.
Thank you so much for that. I'm going to accept that mad respect. Thank you.
Almost justice. I got to give props when props is due. And I cannot forget Joe Motley for putting those songs out and helping us produce them, you know, help us written them, putting it together. We give props to Suave, you and Suave for the videos. But we got something, Joe Cowboy, Miss Frost, but we got something coming up pretty soon that we're investing. Yes. So to make videos a little better, even though we're not knocking your videos, but we're going to get something. We got something coming pretty soon that'll help out a lot better.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hold you to that, and thank you.
I know you guys will.
Yeah.
So you know, anytime. But most of all, once the package comes, I would like for you and Squad Ray to come by, because I'm definitely gonna call you.
All right, I know Suave's film staff will be thankful for that, and I appreciate you all calling in this evening. Continue to keep your attitude and definitely enjoy your evening.
Oh yes, oh yes. One other thing before we get disattached from each other, I did call the Miss Nisha and her husband, and
okay.
left them a message on their voicemail, so I don't know if they called you or not, but in the first place, but I left a message on their voicemail, so that's all I can do. But once I get hold to them, then I'll let them know to call in next Monday.
All right, Key, Aaron, and Queen Anisha. Look forward to talking to them on the air. Thank you.
Most definitely. You're
all
welcome,
right,
my brother.
Okay.
See you Wednesday.
No, we appreciate you more. But we'll see you Wednesday at the download.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Man, I'm enjoying these phone calls, so why wouldn't I go to the next one? Everybody have your thoughts in order? Because we got a few people on the phone line. 216-727-216-727. How are you doing out there? Hello. Greetings. 216-727, going once. 727, going twice. 727, going thrice. Like I say, I appreciate you. You might be at work. You might be doing something where you can't talk, which we understand and overstand, but hopefully when we get through with our other few phone callers, I can come back to that number, and you'll be able to speak, because, I got about four people I'm going through. So if we get back to you, that just means you're hearing from people that you don't have to be scared to talk on the radio. You don't have to be. But I appreciate you for not hanging up and for tuning in, even though you could talk. You want to know what's going on. So let's go to 216-471-471. How are you doing out there?
Fine. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Fine. And this is Pastor Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministries, letting you know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things that are not seen. And on. And also, you need to walk by faith and not by sight. That if you acknowledge God in all thy ways, he will direct thy path. When you walk by, the Bible says you walk by faith and not by sight. And if you do that, honey, and trust in him, things will come your way, Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things that are not seen, It's just like you hope and pray that things will be in your favor, in which you know by the grace of God. And like you pray, though, that whatever you're trying to do, whether it's a business or anything, you hope that that will go with no strings attached. And then faith is that you have to believe in God and trust in God. And faith is that you have to be faithful on trying to do what needs to be done. If you try to be, God will add the rest. Faith is having faith in God and believing in God, trusting in God, and also having the fruits of the Spirit and patience, you know, for love. Mm-hmm. You have to have faith for love and integrity, you know, and along with enthusiasm, God, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, then it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Without faith, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. That's what everybody needs to do. It's to have faith.
Thank you for giving us that message this evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there any events?
Yes.
Are there any events we should know about?
Yes. Our 36th anniversary is going to be on Saturday, June 10th, which is the banquet. June 11th will be the musical. That will be on both days and all. And tickets for those two, you know, it's $65. That's for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
Saturday is the banquet, then Sunday will be the musical, the closeout, you know. And we're trying to get a female artist in named Marcy McDonald, hopefully, for that Sunday. And I pray that we will. But we need, you know, it's a struggle, but we do need some help of donations or whatever, as much as we can, to get our artists in.
Okay.
Trying to promote that. And I can't do it by myself, but I need all the help that I can and all the dollars that it is to get her here in town to do what she's going to do that Sunday. Because I'm trying to promote this. I want to get a picture from her when she calls, so I can try to, we can promote and get T-shirts and sell them, you know. Well, we're trying to promote all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it alone at all.
Well, with you saying that, I'm going to ask you, what number, before I go to some of the other phone callers, what number can people use to reach you and find out more?
They can reach me at area code 216-471-8330.
Thank you so much for letting us know early about what's going on, what's needed. May you stay covered, protected,
donations,
and surrounded. All
right.
Thank you.
Donations for everything.
All right. Well, you gave your number, and I know I'll be talking to you myself. So enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you, Evangelist Anderson.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate Evangelist Anderson because she even came out to the last workshop and ended up one of two people who left with the Woman King DVD, courtesy of Danielle Woods. I'm going to go to the 216-288. We have about three more phone callers to go to, so we're going to get through everybody. I promise you that. 216-288, have your thoughts together. How are you doing out there, 216-288?
Oh, this is Dantes Taylor, and don't forget, Saturday will be the home going of Ward 6, Councilman Mamie Mitchell. And it's going to be a game, Funeral Hall in Maple Heights. Yes. That is Saturday at 10 a.m. Get out. Come on out. I just found out the word from the council chambers from Blaine Griffin's office. And it's time. Get out there. If you know her, please come out and give your respect.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We would do that. We would do that. I'll even make sure of Man in the Street. We'll make sure we put our money in, go to Maddie B's Floral Arrangements and have flowers delivered. Since I see about five more people on the phone lines, go right ahead and let me know what's going on before I go to those phone calls. What
yeah,
else happened?
Yeah. She is the woman that needs to be remembered because she was a great councilwoman and she didn't play when it came to be a councilwoman.
That is true.
That's true.
What else is going on with her? Your thoughts, lay it on me, bro, because that's deep. Thank you for remembering Mamie Mitchell.
And I will be going back down to Columbus on Wednesday the 29th to talk to some of the legislators and everything else. And I will be trying to get where we can get the cap on rent when these landlords try to charge us for whatever. We're gonna talk to the legislators, see how we can get that legislation where we can get a cap on rent, like a one bedroom should start out at three to five or something. A two bedroom should be two to seven or something like that. Four bedrooms should be eight to nine or something like that. And a six bedroom should be $9 to $1,000. And that's the cap. It should be a cap on that. That's what I want to know, that we need a cap on all of it. And I am talking to I went down to the legislature not last Wednesday and I talked about RTA where we need to see if they can send some money to RTA across the board to all of them and see if we can get our buses, where we can get our buses out here to stop being on an hour. I want to see that the 8 in Cleveland go back and be 15 minutes or 20 minutes, 20 minutes every stop, you know? Not no hourly, because when the 11 was on Buckeye, it wasn't going no hour to hour.
Right.
That's right. And I would like to see that on the 90 bus, I would like to see that they put instead of just two buses on there two different times, they should have three buses. One like if it say 8:15, it should be one at 8:30. Then it should be one at 8:40. That's what it should be. Because it's a struggle. And on Sunday, at least on Sunday, they can put the 90, not one bus an hour. They should put two an hour. Uh-huh. Yes. Because that's what it is. That's what they need to, that's what they need to do. Because this is a true, and they need to bring the circulators back. The circulators were prominent to the community because they used to go in front of few businesses and people used to get from work and used to get on them and get home or get to a bus quicker. And everything else. And we need to know that we can get the 48A and the 48 back. Ty comes, I give us to Ty because he comes to RTA meetings, he on the phone, and he got it mapped out from the time it starts to the end. He got it from the 15A to the 48A and all that. So I give him props, and I, I give him props to go thanking him for going to the council person, Joe Jones, and getting people, his ward club and all them behind him. I'm happy. That's right.
And thank you.
And I say this right now. Come on out to the barbecue sale that will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44104 on Saturday, May 20th, 2023, 11 to 7. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. We're selling rib dinners, chicken dinners, Polish boys, fries, and onion rings. We got homemade cakes, homemade macaroni and cheese. They're gonna be so good. We got side dishes. We got all kinds of things going on. We got vendor booths available for $35, and we're gonna rock it out that day. We'll have a good time, and you can if you call me and tell me you want a vendor booth at $35, and then I can give you some flyers, and you can go out there promote it right with me, so you can get some people to come out too, just as well as I'm trying to, and everything else. And we're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere, and all that great stuff. You can call Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841, or you can call Judy Ann Hector at 216-534-6201, or you can call Cowboy in the Backyard Music Man at 216-538-9501. Come on out to this big barbecue sale. It's going to be a slamming good time and a great atmosphere. We're going to have so many vendors out there that it ain't going to be pathetic. So come on out. Come on out and join us. Have a great time and a great atmosphere. And we would like to say, come on out to the 21st Annual Gospel Festival Falls in 2023 anniversary. And we'll be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 Kinsman, in Cleveland, Ohio 44104 on Sunday, June 25th, 2023. Tickets go on sale April 1st, for real, April 1st. Tickets go on sale. Yes, and the last day to get your $27 tickets is going to be May 26th. And tickets will go up to $42, and we'll have artists such as.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go to the other.
And the artist is the Blind Boys Alabama, and we have two Akron groups, and we have the Brown Oak Gospel Singers. We have Major Taps and many, many more groups, and soloists. And we're selling dinners to the public, and we got new video t-shirts that are going to be signed by our autograph by out-of-town groups, and we'll have a presentation and everything else. And the Backyard Music Man will be our DJ, and we will have our cooks will be in there, Taylor, Valerie Taylor, and some more people too. For more information, you can contact Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841. And we will announce where our tickets will be sold once they go on sale. And I would like to say that I thank Al Porter helping me with this barbecue sale, and I thank him for jumping on and trying to help me with this concert too. And don't forget the 21st Annual Conference Closing 2023 Revival. Revive the souls. And it will be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. And it will be on, yes, it will be Thursday, June 22nd, and Friday, June 23rd, and doors open at 7, and, yes, and event starts at 7. Doors open at 6 and start at 7. And our theme will be the keep the faith with Jesus Christ every day and everything else. And it's going to be a great revival and everything else. We have all kinds of things. I thank Greater New Canaan for opening the doors for this. That was the first place I called for my revival, and they opened the doors. And I thank them. And I thank them over there. And we will be in the next week. We will be announcing who the preachers are and everything else. And it's a free will offering, too, by the way. And the kitchen will be open. Kitchen will be open to sell food to the people so they can have something to eat and leave a body of their way and everything else. 516-288-5841. And God bless. And this is Dontez Taylor from Family to Family with Black on Black. And if you have a problem, you have an issue, you have a concern, you can call me at 216-288-5841 and discuss it with me. And then I'll tell you to come to the Black on Black Crown Incorporated headquarters, and I'll be there at 6 p.m. every Wednesday to take your concerns, your issues, and everything else, and what you're fighting on, so we can help you get your problem solved out here.
Thank you.
And God bless you. Have a nice and frosty day, and talk to everyone later. And Queen B, keep your head up and keep your hands in the master's hand and everybody else. And everybody else, any drama out there or anything, we gotta stop the beefing. We gotta stop the beefing out here and everything else, and make sure we can love each other. Love each other unconditionally every day and all that good stuff. We gotta stop this arguing and fighting and bickering and everything against each other, and work together so we can make our black neighborhoods better and make sure we can get the guns off the streets and the drugs off the street. So don't forget, when you go into churches, drop the guns at the altar and drugs at the altar, and just repent to God. You ain't gotta repent to me or nobody else. Repent to God. God is the Almighty man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody have a nice day. And everybody out here in radio land,
peace
be with you. And God bless you. And
yep. And so I am so glad that we do what we're supposed to do. I do my best to say, everybody, keep your thoughts together. We are going to get through all of our phone callers. I'm going to go to 216-412. 216-412. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
What is on your mind this evening?
Well, I have to say, I'm sitting up here. I'm enjoying this radio show tonight. I'm sitting up here really at Carew's Park. Really at Carew's Park. And everyone know last year was the first major food drive, a major jam / major food drive. And I'm listening up here, and it's like last year was a definitely an awesome turnout. It was a bit cold, but people still showed up. This year it's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Someone like my reel. Okay, well, anyway, appreciate that. Though, look, let's for this second annual Major Jam, let's all bring in the community. You hear me? Let's bring in the community. Let's do some positive things.
Okay.
I really don't even want to address. I can go eat. Look, the major food drive is definitely about to be a big event.
Appreciate.
That's all I'm in here to talk about. And
let's do it,
man. When it comes to peace. Of anything of that nature and stuff like that, it definitely has to be justice. So, I want to invite everybody out to the Major Jam, and it's definitely a whole bunch of lot of big things in the future with Proprietor ENT. Brother Dantes, you up here talking about the food. You got me thinking about some mac and cheese right now. Some mac and cheese. May 5th is back. Mm. It's official. May 5th is back. And it's definitely official. The Major Food Jam will definitely be back. And we definitely going to have a bunch of special special guests, you know, that will be a part of this. And my thing is, it's a big field that I'm looking at right now. As soon as this radio show is over with and everything, I gotta get up out of here because I know it'd be past curfew.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah, the Major Taps is up here. Major Taps is up here right now at Carew's Park, just chilling.
Good.
And he's looking at the whole Carew's Park thing. And yes, it's definitely about to be. Another annual. I already said this though. I'm gonna keep on doing these events. Come out, donate. You know, we can gonna be free food. Gonna be able to showcase your talent. You know, this my main thing is to come out and donate to the community. And my motto is. Let's build the community and let's not destroy it. So.
Gotcha. I thank you so much.
Major Taps for Prodigy ENT. And I want to say last Saturday, I enjoyed myself with Evangelist Anderson. And I also got a chance to run into Sister Yvonne Porter.
Oh.
Real Cleveland, like one of these real women, you know what I'm saying, out here representing, and if anybody in the city that know Yvonne Porter, you know what I'm saying, the struggles that she's been through.
Right.
And you know the word of advice that she always puts in the Horizon magazine. Shout out to them. Shout out to Miss Yvonne Porter. Everybody need to keep the positive energy. Stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, let's build the community instead of
trying to destroy you.
Gotcha. And thank you.
With that being
so much
said,
for that.
I am. Yeah. With that being said, this is Major Taps. Spelled MAIGERTAPS. Y'all know the rest. And like I said, the second annual. Anybody's welcome to show up. Just come with that energy, that positive energy. Don't come with no nonsense or no drama. No. Show that you're a person of the community. And donate and show that, you know what I'm saying, you really love this city. Cleveland, 216. This is Proprietor ENT, Major Tap. And
appreciate
it. Let's keep that going.
All right. Peace. Well, I'm going to get to all the callers, and I'm going to go straight down the line of 216-773. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Al. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. All things considered, I'm doing excellent.
Well, yes, what? This is Dolores Gray.
All right.
And
I figured it was.
And I you calling. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Dolores Gray?
Well, I would say everything and then some. First of all, I'm pleased to be alive and breathing and able to go to the next day to grow and learn and to provide the same, you know, for everyone that I work with. But I wanted to speak a little bit about women's empowerment and my concerns about it. And I've been doing this type of work for years. I started as an empowerment person for myself, to empower myself, back in 2012 or 2010. And so basically it grew. And what women's empowerment, what empower means, period, is to be able to empower yourself where you're helping and empowering and inspiring others. And I noticed that it has been like a, right now it's a big, huge push for women's empowerment.
Okay.
But a lot of times women don't work together. And that's the issue. And with empowerment, you have to have some type of actual, you know, the empowerment has to come from your own things that you've gone through. At least that's how I read into it. And with that said, with this month being Women's Empowerment Month, I've seen a lot of programs that are going on, a lot of people not being inclusive, and that's not what empowerment is about. It's about coming together and helping others to inspire them to inspire others. It's not about gaining dollars in your pocket. It's not about getting all this recognition. It's about serving. Period. It's about serving. And I know for me, I've been serving for years, and I help, you know, women all over the place with different issues and different dealing with different types of problematic things that, you know, that we all go through, including myself. So I just want, you know, since this month is winding down, I want women who are truly about empowerment to know to keep striving, keep moving, and grow your business, grow your heart, grow your mind, and learn, you know, how to treat others. Learn how to treat others. Whatever insecurities you may have, learn from another woman who has battle that, not just try to fight with one another, you know, I could go on and on. But you know the struggles that I'm going through of how people are, you know, how they attack you because of their own insecurities. So, I really want to, you know, just want to touch base on that, but also wanted to mention on April 1st, I will be part of the High Tea and Heels Saturday, April 1st, between 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. Miss, our girl, Lady Gilmore will be the MC, Sean Literacy.
Okay.
She is the person who is hosting this. And there will be three speakers. I will be one of them and two other ladies that will be telling our stories. And it will be at the Killingsworth location. Let me just put this in again. But it's it will be there where she will be, you know, we will be speaking, we'll be having fun, you know. I believe there's a cost for it, but there's a number that you could call if you're interested in coming to support. And this is also about women's empowerment as well. And, you know, support the cause, support what we're trying to do. We're trying to heal and bring women together, whereas there's no competition, no backhanded comments or jealousy, no hate, just love. And it will be at Killingsworth Place, which is at 4127 East 131st Street, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, that's with Lady Gilmore would be our MC. And, you know, they say come sit, unveil, and heal. And the tickets are $25. That's what she states here on the flyer. But I believe you can also, you know, pay at the door. But it's at the Miles Market Plaza. And that's April the 1st.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting the ladies that will be out there to support one another and also speaking and telling my story. And I think it's going to be just a great time. So it's High Tea and Heels. I believe we have to wear hats or something. I don't know. We have to be dressed up. It's going to be awesome. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But with that said, I just want women to understand that in order to heal, you have to love yourself first and, you know, remove the negativity, the insecurities, the hate, the jealousy, the envy, because it doesn't make you better or make, it's not good to try to attack another woman because of those things. It just shows that you may be a Jezebel, and I'm not going to go all into that, but just heal. Love yourself and heal.
I'm going to say, before we leave out, Brick House Wellness, Women's Empowerment Group, and before we leave from you, are they still taking nominations for you?
Yes. That's with the Stilettos boss. The nominations that will be running through April the 12th, and it's an award. I've been nominated for an award for wellness, being an advocate for wellness. And I'm very honored that they, you know, that someone put my name in the pot for that. I really appreciate that. And I'm, you know, I'm just ecstatic about it. And, you know, I have some other things that's coming down the pipe, and I can't wait to put that out there. I know on April 30th I'm doing a Real and Get Healed, where I want some of the activists to come out and model and be a part of that, and we will have like a grand time with, you know, I have some resource tables and things of that sort to help, you know, provide resources. You know, even though it's like a women's event, men are welcome as well. And, you know, I believe in, you know, couples coming out to get resources as well as to find ways to heal if there's things going on. And it's a lot of other things going on, too. I can't remember, but, it's, you know, I just really wanted to say something about the empowerment. Oh, I know on Thursdays I do have a Zumba class where we also talk about empowerment after our workout. We talk about empowerment, and we lift each other up with affirmations to, you know, to show love and give love to everybody that's around. And that's on Thursdays between the hours of 6:30 to 7:30 at Fairhill Partners, and that's located at 12200 Fairhill Boulevard. And if anyone wants to contact me about it, just, you know, hit me up on Facebook under Dolores Gray. You can inbox me if you have questions.
Appreciate you. And I will just pray that you have continued success. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you, Al. Have a great evening.
No problem. Peace. And my thing is this. Everybody knows we ended 10, but don't worry about it. I'm going to get to my last three phone callers, even if it looks like overtime. Before, all right, I'm going to go to 216-778. 216-778. How you doing?
Hey, Al. This is Maybach.
What's going on, Miss Maybach?
Oh, nothing at work. Just had to call in and let everybody know that the Black Women Army will be planning our anniversary coming up soon. And
okay.
Looking forward to seeing what it's going to be about. We're going to be doing like a meet and greet. Hopefully have other activists and people come give us words of encouragement or put it in the bottle, giving us hopeful wishes for the next year coming up. And it's just going to be potluck style. We'll have like some music. I'm not sure about a DJ, but we'll just have some music playing and just have fun and just enjoying each other and enjoying being around women that's on the same agenda that we are on.
I hear you. And so with that being said, before we go, what's the agenda that you all are on?
We're on being here for one another, for our women, our children, fighting for the cause in the community, and making sure that the people that can't speak for themselves have proper representation by the women in our group, because most people don't want to speak to police, so we're like an in-between the police and the community to help them say what they need to say, and they feel more comfortable speaking to someone that's just like them, with the same sex, the same culture and whatever.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the job that you all do.
Yes, I just had to make sure I called and say that, because I have some wonderful women in our group, and I'm just so proud to be a part of the sisterhood with all these women. We have so many different personalities, but they all come together and make one good purpose.
Wow. Thank you for calling. And if people want to get in touch with BWA, how can they?
You can reach us on Facebook. It's BWA, or you can go to my Facebook, Maosha Maybach Vales. But if you leave a message on either one of them, I will get back with you. Or you can see one of us at Black on Black Crime and Corp meeting every Wednesday at 7:15.
Thank you so much. May you all stay blessed, highly favored. I'm proud of you all.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, ooh-wee, winding down things for the last couple of callers. As a matter of fact, one person who has been on, very patient. Let's go to that 216-820. 216-820. How are you doing out there?
I'm all right for the time being. This is Mr. Powers.
All right.
And I'm going to let it be known one more time, like I said last week. This Wednesday, March 29th, at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, I will be making an announcement that may upset some people and may make some of them happy, but one way or another, you're going to get the announcement this coming Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, because after having a talk with my significant other, we've decided that this is the best thing for me and as well as my career within Black House Sounds. So I look forward to seeing you all this Wednesday to make that announcement, because it is very important to me, and you all, you guys need to know what's really going on.
I'm looking forward to that major announcement, only because when it comes down to it, you don't say things that aren't relevant or what have you. So when you say there's a big announcement coming, we know it's a big announcement. I'll be right there to be on the front row to hear that announcement.
Yes, indeed. And Mr. Porter, I just want to let you know right now that when I make this announcement, if you have any personal questions, you call me on your personal line, and I will talk to you with a positive attitude and let you know why I'm making this decision.
Yes, sir. I will do that. And thank you so much. I think this will be one of the most tuned-in meetings of all time. So thank you very much for hyping me up.
You know it. God bless you, sir. And God bless you all. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. And I'll see you all this Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Ooh-wee. Wow. With that being said, the headline phone caller is the 601 area code with the 513. Wait a minute. For all I know, they could be telling me that Medicare benefits, I might be able to get in on Medicare Plan B. Let's find out with the 601 area code with the 513. 601.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate for 2024, democratically running, Michael D. Landingham. How's it going?
It is going excellent. As a matter of fact, brother, presidential candidate Landingham, it's just like landing a plane and going ham. So with that being
for
said,
for
what do we
for
need
justice
to know? There you go, for justice.
Well, you know, truthfully, Brother Al, you know, we talked earlier, you know, I just want to let your viewers know, I mean, your listeners know about an update about my case, which technically it was there the whole time, but I did not realize it. And so I was on the phone with 19 Action News, city prosecutor of Cleveland, the Southern Poverty Law Firm in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been just on the phone all over the country. And so I was looking through my lawsuit, and I started asking myself a couple questions. And I said, let me call the courts downtown, the federal courthouse downtown Cleveland, Ohio, and ask them some questions. So this is what I asked of America. I said, first of all, can you tell me exactly the day in question, right after I filed my $2 billion lawsuit, now it's going up to $8 billion, doing that tomorrow morning, because I'm not playing. I'm not playing with this.
Gotcha.
I asked them, I said, when did the courts approved the waiver of the processing fee? And they told me April 27th of last year. I said, okay. Now, I asked, when did the judge try to dismiss my case? Guess what date they told me?
That's not, please, not the same day. I know I misheard you from earlier. Not the same day.
The same day. So at 10 o'clock on the 27th of April, the courts approved my lawsuit and the waiver of the processing fee for us to go to trial. But no, Judge Pamela A. Baker, or Barker, whatever it is, who was appointed by Trump in April of 2018, funny, decided to dismiss this case based on that I'm a prisoner or an inmate that does not have any kind of financial rights to have his processing fee waived. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why nobody told me I was in prison?
I was going to say you weren't an inmate.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, she deflamed the defamation of character. So whenever everybody looks up Landingham versus Department of Justice, Google it, everybody, Landingham versus Department of Justice, and she's attacking my character at the same time, trying to dismiss this case. And when people look at it, they all get turned off about it. So that's why I figured out there's no way that the judge has a right to dismiss my case based on wavering a processing fee, which the courts already approved, and she went behind the courts and dismissed it. Oh, that's a conduct, a code of conduct under a judge. So I'm going to be very busy tomorrow. But the reason I'm calling you right now and for your listeners to listen is, look, I don't want to go through the same hiccups, you know, from a year ago. I know I've been saying this for almost 4 years, but they are desperately trying to cover up Donald Trump's threats on my life on December 10, 2018, when he sent three Black Hawk military helicopters here in Cleveland, Ohio, scaring the hell out of everybody over there on 79th and Kinsman. This has been long enough. There's more proof of the cover-up than the actual crime. And I'm like, if there's no crime, why is there a cover-up? So I'm asking everyone, I'm going to give you my phone number. If you'd like to help, I need $505 to pay the processing fee in the appeals court in Cincinnati, Ohio. My phone number is area code 216-703-2177. You can call me anytime, day or night. Please, if I don't answer, leave your name and information and why you called. I'll get back in contact with you as soon as possible. That is my campaign number, the presidential campaign number. So y'all can give me a call. Any little help will be appreciated because I know the people are tired. They're waiting on a miracle, and I got it. I've done everything by myself, but now it's time that I need a little help to really put it out there to the American people so we can overcome 400 years of oppression in here in America for Black Americans. And finally, we don't have to wait 50 years for another Black man to become president. Hello. Hello. So my story, my lawsuit can unravel all the bullcrap that we're facing as a nation, can help bring us together and help heal the divisions. And, you know, we might have some fun in the White House. You never know in 2024. But at the same time, we need to start coming together. And I ask each and every one of you to try to contribute, participate, share, research. Research first and then go down the line. But that's all I wanted to say, Brother Al. Greatly appreciate you, your platform, everybody who said something today. I appreciate every one of you. And God bless you and America and the free world.
God appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. Stay safe. Peace.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, we just heard the plea from the presidential candidate. I can't even get on Cyrus D. Adams for Hit Me Up because, technically speaking, I should have been off the air a couple of minutes ago. So with that being said, I'm glad that we got a chance to listen to everybody. And I will talk to you all and see you all at some of the activities and events coming up. There are people going to Richmond Heights tomorrow, 7:15 p.m., just because there is a problem when the first African-American woman of color, mayor, heading. Her picture isn't up on the wall next to white counterparts. And I want to thank BWCCC, the Brown Report, for covering it and for even talking to Mayor Head and even heading things up. Well, I say former Mayor Head to head things up. So with that being said, thank you. Peace.